DOJ charges three an alleged plot to smuggle unaccompanied minors into U.S. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanch announced the indictments of three illegal aliens who allegedly took part in a conspiracy to smuggle more than a dozen children into the United States. Blanch told reporters in Washington on June 11th that the individuals, Maritza Azucena Kuwetcock, 38, and her brother Carlos Augustin Kuwetcock, 33, and Gladys Marina Colchin, 20, were from Guatemala and arrested in northern Ohio. According to the acting attorney general, the three submitted numerous fraudulent sponsorship applications to sponsor children and obtain custody of them. These individuals are what Blanch called super sponsors, and thousands of these cases are currently under investigation by the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security. This is one example, one indictment, but it is not unique, Blanch said. There are over 15,500 super sponsor cases that we have identified. Super sponsors are individuals who sponsor more than three unrelated children who are unaccompanied minors entering the United States. According to the acting attorney general, these cases are often tied to children who have entered the United States and are now missing, and some have been exploited or abused. Homeland Security Secretary Marquain Mullen said at the same press conference that when the current administration took over his department, there were 450,000 missing or unaccounted for children who entered the United States unaccompanied. We found 146,000 kids so far. 146,000 kids. We still have nearly 300,000 missing, Mullen said, calling the reports of what has happened to some of them horrific. We're investigating reports to where some of these kids claim that they were raped 600 to 700 times, he went on. He cited reports that over one-third of females, regardless of age, are sexually assaulted when attempting to enter the United States through the southern border. Blanch cited the work of the Department of Justice and Joint Task Force Alpha in a nationwide effort to deal with crimes against unaccompanied minors. As is obvious from the numbers, this is a vast problem. But it's something that we're extraordinarily focused on and will remain focused on until it's completely fixed, addressed, and remedied, Blanch said. The task force is a partnership between the DOJ, DHS, FBI, Health and Human Services, Office of the Inspector General, and others to dismantle human smuggling and human trafficking rings throughout the Americas, according to Blanch. The DOJ has directed every U.S. Attorney's Office to pursue all viable charges related to unaccompanied minor sponsor fraud and other related crimes, including labor or sex trafficking and alien smuggling. Additionally, each of those offices has a designated coordinator focused on the issue to help coordinate communication between law enforcement agencies and facilitate the prosecution of defendants involved in trafficking children. I don't care if you have kids. If you don't have kids, I don't care if you're liberal, you're independent, you're a Democrat, you're Republican. If you can't stand for law enforcement to go find these kids, who are you? Mullen said. He went on to assert that many of those his agency has found to be suspected or guilty of these crimes are in sanctuary cities because they know they're safe. Blanch discussed other steps the Department of Justice is taking to combat human trafficking. We will not accept half measures when it comes to securing the border, protecting American lives, and saving children from exploitation, he said. In this administration, the border will be secure, innocent children will be protected, and sponsors should be properly vetted, and those who seek to commit crimes by way of our borders will face justice. Additionally, the acting attorney general announced the sentencing of an illegal alien, also from Guatemala, who was found guilty of smuggling a 14-year-old child into the United States and sexually assaulting her. Montile Shi, 27, arranged for a smuggler to bring the Guatemalan teen into the United States through illegally submitted sponsorship applications, lying that he was his brother. He then reportedly sexually assaulted him. He will serve a total of 10 years in prison based on his state and federal convictions. As a father of six, with three young girls, I will do whatever I have to do, Mullen said in regard to finding the hundreds of thousands of missing children. I will move heaven and hell to go find these kids. The day before, DHS reported that Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested criminal illegal aliens for crimes including child cruelty, sexual battery by restraint, sexual penetration with an animate object, trafficking heroin, and burglary. Yesterday, ICE arrested child abusers, sexual predators, and drug traffickers, said Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss. According to the agency, nearly 70% of ICE arrests were illegal aliens charged with or convicted of a crime in the United States. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott said during a June 9th event that the U.S. southern border wall will be complete by the end of next year. Scott told a Washington audience that the primary border wall, which stretches from San Diego to Texas, will be done by the end of 2027, adding that there are a couple of gaps. The only places we're not building a border wall is places where we've made a conscious decision that we don't need it, Scott said.